tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. We have breaking news at this hour, and quickly we go now to our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, who is chasing Santa's sleigh as it makes its way around, and apparently now out of the world. Crash, what's happening?
Thank you, Frank. That's right. Santa's sleigh is now climbing sharply in altitude as Santa once again will deliver to the International Space Station.
Crash, how exactly does Santa do this? We can't take the reindeer into orbit. There's no way for them to breathe up there.
That's right, Frank. They have the power. They can thrust to that altitude and can go that speed. But there's a reason why Santa doesn't take the reindeer into orbit, Frank.
Well, why, Crash? If people can go to space, why can't the reindeer?
Well, they each need a helmet about 4 feet wide, Frank. It's just not practical.
Okay, I guess I can see that. So what's plan B?
Well, just like last time Santa did this, he will go spacewalk style, Frank. He'll take the sleigh as high as he can take it and have the reindeer suspend their flight long enough for Santa to launch on a jetpack that will take him from the sleigh to the door of the International Space Station. Of course, once he gets to that door, he knocks on it, Frank.
That's got to be quite the knock, Crash.
Santa calls it the knock heard around the world.
Thank you, Crash. Great update. Recapping for you now, Santa is about to make his first deliveries of Operation Merry Christmas to the International Space Station. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.